quirky little porn star from Skokie, Illinois. My mother doesn't like my job at all. If I have to go to work, sexuality's a perk, but she says it's just as far as I could fall. See, I'm a Jewish boy inside, but the nice part went and died on the first day that I showed up on the set. I could hear the rabbi screaming, 'cause I did what I was dreaming since the day I saw Tep Hunter soaking wet. When your background is suburban, wholesome as Deanna Durbin, and the subject of your penis is taboo, it really is a thrill, though, to monkey with your dildo and let the world watch you while you screw. I'm a perky little porn star from Skokie, Illinois. I can't believe it's happening to me. The guys are jealous of the sex with Ryan, Jeff, and Rex. I get to live a gay man's fantasy.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will know there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie.
No more a smart little with no heart.
I have found me a wonderful guy. I am a conventional dancer in my eye.
And you will note there's a lump in my throat
when I speak of that wonderful guy.
I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon happy night, pouring light on the dew.
I'm as
corny
as Kansas in August,
high as the flag on the 4th of July.
This is J.D. Doyle, and that's kind of a bizarre start to part 4 for Out Radio. It's unusual for individual segments of this show to have themes, but I've been wanting to do this particular theme for a while now. I'm calling it Gay Porn Stars Who Sing. I thought a natural introduction would be the song Perky Little Porn Star from the 1998 musical Naked Boys Singing, and I blended that into I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy. Of course, that last song sounded a bit different than it did in the musical South Pacific. It was sung by Zebedee Colt on his 1969 LP, I'll Sing for You. That was one of the first albums done where a male singer does songs intended to be sung by a woman. But that's not why he got on this segment. By the mid-70s, while he was still appearing on Broadway under his real name, Edward Earle, under the name Zebedee Colt, he was making the first of at least 10 porn movies. Colt was by far the earliest example I found, but I have one more from the 70s, barely. In 1975, Wade Nichols made his first porn film named Boy Napped. It was gay porn, and he went on to make about 24 more, mostly straight. In 1979, Village People producer Jacques Morali renamed him Dennis Parker, and released a disco album on Casablanca Records entitled Like an Eagle. The title track did quite well.
Thank you.
Next up chronologically is David Burrell, and he was one of the most prolific in the recording studio, where he still makes his living, running one in Raleigh called the Sample Factory. I have several releases by him, the first being a vinyl LP from 1989, on which he looked delicious on the cover, and he called it Cover Boy. I have a four-song cassette tape from 1993 named Face in Your Place. And those songs ended up on a full-length CD the same year called Bump de Booty Blue. The next year, he and Chad Spikes teamed up and called themselves Deviate, with the letters DV in the number 8. And that yielded the CD Who's Normal? The title track itself dealt with lots of kinky sex, both gay and straight. And in fact, many of his songs have hetero lyrics. So, this is a good time to mention, for many of these artists, it's not always known if they are gay or marketing themselves gay. Burrell's last CD was Sinner Man in 1998, on which he did a decent version of the Prince song, Little Red Corvette.
I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must have done it. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojans on the boots. But it was Saturday night, I guess it makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette.
that you were fun. Now I'm numb. How's it come to this? I turn inside. Leave you alone outside. It's hard to feel. I don't think you're real. No truth, no strength. Can anything be done? It's hard to fight when I just can't see the light. No hope, no fun. I turn around and run. I like to think you're scum now, but come now, you're more than this. I thought that you were fun, now I'm numb. How's it come to this? I'd like to think you're scum now, but come now, you're more than this. I thought that you were fun, now I'm numb. How's it come to this? I turn inside, leave you alone, outside alone, out there alone, I don't care.
That was Aidan Shaw, who, starting in the 1990s, appeared in over 50 films, often working with director Chi-Chi LaRue. He's from the UK and has also written several books, and in between his other projects, formed a band named Aidan Shaw's Whatever, which was also the name of the CD from which I took the song, Scum. I'm going to stay overseas for these next three artists, and the first is Quentin Elias, originally from France, now living in the U.S. In France, he was lead singer of a successful boy band for several years in the late 1990s. In the last 10 years, he's released a slew of singles, and I chose one from his 2006 CD called What If I? Here's his cover of the 1979 disco hit by Jackie Moore, This Time Baby.
Up and down. Hypnotize.
Elias with Carsten Andersen from Denmark, another lad to take the porn to pop star route. You heard his 2010 single, Fun. Then I played German porn actor Jesse Arles, who released a CD called Shameless under the name Aristorado, including the song Porn Star. Next is the porn star couple Aiden and Jordan Jarek, who had a contract for several years stipulating they would only perform in film with each other. They split in 2010, and that same year the police had to break up a bloody brawl between them. Ironically, the year before, they released the single, Hit Me Up.
You want it?
Stop, 'cause my love is on high for you, baby. So hit me up, hit me up.
love, cause my love is on a high for you, baby. Don't wanna stop, I just can't seem to get enough. So hit me up, hit me up, hit me up when you need it hot. So good that you won't ever wanna stop, cause my love is on a high for you, baby. So hit me up, hit me up, hit me up when you need some love, cause my love is on a high for you, baby. Don't wanna stop, I just can't seem to get enough. So hit me up, hit me up, hit me up when you need it hot. So good that you won't ever wanna stop. My love is on a high for you, baby. So hit me up. Hit me up.
there's a cure for this. I don't want it, don't want it. If there's a remedy, I'll run from it, from it. Think about it all the time, never let it out of my mind, 'cause I love you. I got the sweetest hangover, I don't wanna get over. Sweetest hangover,
that set was Frederick Ford, and his song Too Funky got a bit of attention in 2005. His career started out on Wall Street, but he became dissatisfied with that world and put his efforts into music, and then had an opportunity to do film, and has appeared in several already. Last in that set was Zeb Atlas, obviously not his real name, but he is a rather large and active gay porn actor who also sings. Last year, he got a soul singer named Pearly Gates to duet with him on that cover of the Diana Ross song, Love Hangover. Next, Domenico Pacifico chose the perfect stage name that announces his connection to both music and film. It's DJ Pornstar. He does remixes for scads of people, but here's one of his own from this year called I Don't Wanna Wake Up.
Sunrise. Last night I had the time of my life. Now I've got somebody who makes my world go round. Can't let go of my body, not even gonna make a sound.
Last night, I had the time of my life. to you, let me tell you what I to you a little bit closer each day. I never knew when I'm closer to you that my love was coming your way. I'm closer to you.
That was a bit of foreplay, or rather a foreplay, and the second of those four songs was Johnny Hazard and Deeper in You. That was from 2006, and he's also appeared in a number of Chi Chi LaRue films, and also on TV in the HERE Network show The Lair. And I went from Deeper in You to Closer to You, with that one done by Falcon Studios actor Dean Monroe, and it was from 2009. Finally in that set, you heard Greg Mitchell and his song Let Your Daddy Ride, also from 2009. Mitchell is out of London and very much exudes the daddy image. In case you haven't noticed, not all of these folks would be considered great singers. Some are no doubt capitalizing on their gay film celebrity to help their music along. And another question is why these folks are so overwhelmingly drawn to dance music. Is it the least challenging genre for some whose voices may be a bit challenged? Also, I want to say that this is definitely not a complete listing of these folks, as it's kind of a, pardon the expression, hard thing to research. I think it's even worse than if you tried to search out, say, all the songs recorded by former contestants of RuPaul's Drag Race. At least there, you're dealing with a finite number in an area not as all as gray as what singers used to do gay porn. Anyway, I've saved for last one of the best singers and one of the, let's say, most challenged. In the best category is, in my opinion, Colton Ford. I was skeptical at first when he started releasing his music, but now he's done two very respectable CDs, and of course some singles. In 2008, he released Tug of War, and he followed that up in 2009 with Under the Covers, which was a very good and quite varied collection of cover songs. He made a video of the one I like best, R.E.M.'s song, Losing My Religion.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you. You are not me. The lengths that I will go to. The distance in your eyes. Oh, no, I've said too much. Set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
Yeah.
Okay, when you heard the theme of this segment was gay porn stars who sing, some of you may have automatically thought of one of the most iconic, Jeff Stryker. He's always been a bit coy on whether or not he is gay, but he's definitely most known for his gay porn, and for taking things a step further by merchandising the Jeff Stryker Cock and Balls, cast from his own famous member. You can still buy that, along with the Jeff Stryker action figure, directly from him on his website. How he got on this show is his attempt at country music. That's another reason why I'm playing him last. It's hard to mix a country song along with all that dance music. In 1993, he released a CD single of 3 remixes of a song called Wild Buck, and I've never heard that one. Then in 2003, he put out a 3-song EP with the songs Ma Vida Loca, When We're Through Making Love, and one perhaps cringe-worthy entry, the one many folks love to make fun of. I found a blog post from that time talking about the song. The writer said, "I am shocked, shocked I tell you, that the combination of country music and a gay porn star could produce something so crass. Anyway, I'm still waiting for Jenna Jameson's gospel album. I hear it's called Snatches of Scripture." Here's Jeff Stryker and Pop You in the Pooper.
Hey, buddy, say you're straight. Well, that's great, but you ought to try something new. 'Cause you got a spot in a place that's hot and it likes to be tickled too. I got a wad to drop on your loading dock, deliveries in the rear. So, buddy, let's play while the wife's away. Let me get you another beer. Let me pop you in the pooper, buddy, until I hear you squeal. If it hurts at first, that'll pass, and then you'll see how good it feels. So get on your paws and turn around and kneel. Yeah, pop you in the pooper, buddy. Let's see how good that feels. If you're ready now, I'm gonna start to plow and fertilize your field. Boy, your farm is rich. Take it all, you bitch. We're gonna see what crops it yields. For a guy who's straight, man, your butt feels great. Don't worry, I'll never tell. When we meet next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's